And can you talk a little bit about what we know today about the benefits of checkpoint inhibitors in patients with MSI-high disease? We now have the approval of the combination of anti-PD-1 and anti-CTLA-4 with nivolumab, ipilimumab. Can you kind of update us on clinical research?
Yes, what we have seen is mainly data with pembrolizumab and nivolumab, initially single agent, and we see both agents a decent and a very good response rate, 30, 40, some smaller series a little bit higher, percent of patients with an objective response. And especially what is very good and very nice is that those patients with a response, the response is very long-lasting. I have now several patients who are more than 2 years on checkpoint inhibitors. We have to realize, and that's in Europe, they're not yet approved. Checkpoint inhibitors, pembro and nivo, are of course approved by the FDA. In Europe, EMA didn't grant approval for these two agents. So that's why we always have to look at clinical trials and at availability of these agents. But there are some patients who have spectacular responses. And for instance, a patient I'm thinking of is a young lady of around 45 years old, no Lynch syndrome, so sporadic MSI, who had a lot of lymph node metastasis, mediastinum, retroperitoneum, and a couple of small liver metastasis, and then one metastasis in the left adrenal gland. Initially, she was treated with FOLFOX, BEV, and FOLFIRI, cetuximab, because she was RAS wild type. And then 3 years ago now, she was included in a study with pembrolizumab. We treated her for 2 years. All metastasis disappeared, with the exception of the metastasis in the adrenal gland, which after 1.5 years treatment, started to grow. So there it escaped. The other disappeared, and the adrenal gland was growing. And then after 2 years, we took out, or 1.9 years, we took out the metastasis in the left adrenal gland. We continued for a little bit more time, pembrolizumab. We stopped it now, 8-9 months ago, and she's still disease-free. There's no evidence of disease.
Her adrenal is just tumor, nothing unusual?
That was just tumor. We don't have a clue why this one localization grow, and this was just a normal colorectal cancer from the same tumor, identical criteria, but it was growing and the other disappeared. I don't have a clue why this is. There are a couple of other patients in other centers where the same happened, so it seems, I don't want to generalize it, but that's just an interesting case that I could share. In general, pembro and nivo, quite similar activity as single agent. However, recently we saw some interesting data, and at ESMO, also some updates of the combination of nivolumab plus a CTLA-4 antibody, ipilimumab. This combination in a non-randomized setting, so it's non-randomized data, seems to have very high activity, and it compares favorable to nivo alone or compares favorable cross-trial comparisons with slightly different criteria to pembro alone.